By the end of the 1960s, Motown Records had enough number one hits to leave the Beatles, Beach Boys, and Elvis in the dust. Motown's success has made its musical catalog one of the most recognizable in American history. But is it too recognizable to be remixed by younger producers from the worlds of hip-hop and house music? Reviewer Oliver Wang doesn't think so.
It's safe to say that everyone, at some point, somewhere, has heard a Motown song. However, most probably haven't heard Motown quite like this. It's only they're trying to fool the public. That was, of course, Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, but reworked by the Full Fat production team, one of 15 classic soul songs transformed on the new Motown remixed album.
I bet you're wondering how I knew. Baby, 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 about to plan to make me blue. Oh. With some other girl you knew before.
The Detroit label is the latest to greenlight a remix project. Earlier this year, another soul music powerhouse, Atlantic, released a similar, though far more tepid compilation called Atlantiquity. On the jazz front, Verve has enjoyed three successful volumes of its own adventurous remixes. But Motown Remix faces a greater challenge because of how intimately acquainted people are with the music. Motown songs are considered classics, suggesting that they've already attained a level of perfection that no amount of tinkering is going to improve. More importantly, how does one fiddle with such familiarity without offending the millions of fans for whom Motown songs are signposts from their own lives? To their considerable credit, though, most of the album's remixers recognize that their job is not to update or improve on anything, but rather to find new ways of presenting these revered songs.
All right, stand by, and I'm going back up to the top.
To remix the Jackson 5's I Want You Back, DJ Z-Trip went back to the original master tapes. There, he isolated each track, guitar, bass, drums, vocals, and then rebuilt the song from the ground up with a sparser, funkier sound. The producers take a different tack on their remix of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Rather than radically reformat this bedroom anthem, they identify the core elements of Gaye's arrangement and interpolate them through new instrumentation. Call it the something borrowed, something new approach. We're all sensitive people with so much to give. Understand me, sugar, since we got to be here. The best tracks on the album follow a similar aesthetic. The musical or vocal essence of each song is carefully isolated, and the remixers hang their handiwork around that core. This is a tricky balance, though, and some songs likely tip too far to the contemporary to satisfy purists.
No! Get up, girl! Show me what you can do!
Shake it, baby!
Come on now!
Shake it, baby!
For a younger generation, the album's integration of hip-hop and dance music creates a point of entry, but many of the remixes are careful to retain what made these songs magical in the first place. Again, it's not that any of these Motor City songs needed a retread, but the ride on new wheels still feels smooth.
Oliver Wang is a music critic based in San Francisco and editor of Classic Material, the Hip Hop Album Guide. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.